Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
If you're just joining us for today's Second Date Update, Oscar is on the phone, and Oscar's quite a bore.
Oh.
It's not what I say about him. I think Oscar's a lot of fun. But apparently, Oscar's friends have told him that he's a little boring when it comes to dating, so he went online and Googled how to have fun on a date. And he shared with us that he learned things like be a dating anthropologist, which means to observe everything with a curious, isn't that interesting mindset. He also said that it's okay to laugh at the other person's jokes, no matter what, even if you don't find it funny, and relax and don't have fake fun. But he's not getting a call back from a girl named Jade, and we're about to get her on the phone and see why. All right, Oscar, anything else that you want to say before we give her a call?
I just want to say I really like this girl, and she's really pretty and a lot of fun, and I really hope she picks up when you guys call her.
And is it going to be okay if we tell her about your Googling and your three tips and trying to improve your dating self?
I'd rather if you didn't. It's a little embarrassing.
Okay.
So I'll start with that then. Start with that. You Googled how to have a good date.
Glad you asked. Please don't.
All right. Here we go. I'm dialing her phone number right now.
Hello?
Hi, is this Jade?
This is she.
Hey, Jade, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
From what?
Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a radio show.
Okay.
Sounds like you're wondering why I'm calling.
Yeah.
I'll explain. We do a segment on our show. It's called The Second Date Update. So we got an email about you from a dude that listens to our show. His name is Oscar.
Okay.
Do you know Oscar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, Oscar emailed us. He told us a little bit about your date, and he also says he's really interested in seeing you again, but you're not answering any of his phone calls or text messages.
He's interested in seeing me again?
Yeah. Did it not seem like it?
Not at all.
Really?
Oh.
He said that you're really pretty and funny, and he was really into you.
Okay, maybe you guys are talking about a different Oscar than I have no idea.
Really?
Maybe. If we were, that would be an amazing coincidence that a guy named Oscar emailed us to call a woman named Jade, had your phone number, and it's a different Oscar. I don't think so. I think it's probably the same guy.
I mean, I thought he was very cute, but I didn't think he was very into me.
Why? Why didn't you think that?
I mean, honestly, everything I said in the conversation, he responded with, that's interesting.
Oh.
And it just felt like he was mocking me, you know?
Oh, no.
Really?
I assume, I know what it's like dating in this time, and, like, he's probably seeing other people and whatever. Maybe I just didn't, pique his interest. It just didn't feel like he was genuinely into me.
Oh.
Really? That's interesting.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you've talked to him, because that is exactly what he would say.
We did. We talked to him about your date, and he was really trying to pay attention to you, believe it or not.
Even if he was trying to pay attention to me, at one point I went up to the bar to get us another round of drinks, and this other dude came up and started very, obviously hitting on me. And I thought that, you know, I'm on a date. I figured Oscar would probably come up and try to stop that. But instead, Oscar did come up. However, he was trying to encourage me to give that guy my number.
What?
What?
Yeah. So I was like, clearly he's trying to get rid of me, trying to palm me off on somebody else. So
that surprised me because he said he liked you a lot. Yeah. I don't know why you'd be on a date, though, and be like, yeah, go ahead, man. Get her number. She's awesome.
Score, bro.
Yeah, I don't know. He was passing me around. So I, like, he kept checking his phone. I don't know. It just, I was not getting vibes that he was at all interested in me.
Okay. Well, let's see if he was actually interested in you like he says he is, because he's on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
Okay.
Oscar, are you still there?
Hey, yeah, Jade, I don't know how this happened. I don't really know what's going on.
Whoa. What is going on right now?
Jade, I understand why you feel that way, and I promise I have a really good explanation.
Okay, I'm super confused right now, but sure, let's hear the explanation.
Listen, when I kept checking my phone, I had written down how to be funner on a date. So I was checking that to see how to be funner on a date.
You were checking to be how to be funner on a date.
Yeah.
Oh.
My friends told me that I'm a boring date. So before our date, I Googled how to be better on dates. So I was checking the list.
You actually kept checking your phone to make sure you were doing it, Oscar?
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I get nervous on dates, you know? I felt like I had to just keep reminding myself.
Yeah, but that still doesn't explain all the other weird stuff that you were doing on the date.
I mean, for example, she said that a guy came up to her at the bar and was hitting on her.
Mm-hmm.
The old Oscar would have jumped in and immediately gotten aggressive, but the new Oscar just plays things cool and tried to go with the flow and let it happen.
So going with the flow is allowing me to pick up other men on a date?
I guess it's just what was happening. So I just kind of went with it, you know?
It doesn't sound like allowing you. It sounds like he was your wingman during that situation.
Yeah.
I didn't want you to actually go out with him. I just thought that if I played it cool, go with the flow, and I thought that you would think, oh, he's pretty cool and fun, and you know, you would like me more.
if I encourage you to get another dude's phone number, you might like me more.
You know what I mean? I needed to look like I was an easygoing guy, and an easygoing guy would just let her give out her number.
You shouldn't encourage your date to be seeing other people, like, especially not on the date. And I just, look, you're a nice guy. I don't understand, why can't you just be yourself on a date?
Well, because then I would be boring.
Why would you say that?
Well, like, all right, for instance, when you said that I kept saying, isn't that interesting? What I was doing, the list said to be a dating anthropologist. So I was trying to be curious. And I know you thought that I was trying to mock you, but I wasn't. I was just trying to be a dating anthropologist.
Right, but if you had no response to anything I was saying besides, that's interesting, that doesn't make for a conversation. That just makes for me saying something and you ending the conversation by saying it's interesting without adding anything to it.
I know it didn't seem like I was listening, but I really was.
But that's not how conversations work.
Yeah.
Well, the list said that you would react in a positive way to all of this, and you'd think that I was cool and laid back, and apparently that's not what you're thinking.
That's interesting.
So wait.
How do you like it?
Jade, yeah. I mean, joking aside, like, he was doing something to try to make a date really go well, and it obviously backfired. Like, do you have any sympathy for him at this point?
I mean, it makes a lot more sense now. Like, I finally get what he was doing. And I mean, he is cute, but I would like to know what he's really like, you know, and not just some list of what he thinks he should be like.
Well, perfect. Then why don't you go out on another date with him? Jade, would you like to go out with Oscar again? We'll pay for it.
Listen, Jade, before you answer, you can date the old Oscar. The old Oscar's still around.
He's in there somewhere.
Yeah, the old boring Oscar. What do you think, Jade?
So I am very, very interested to see who you truly are, because I do think you're a very attractive guy. But if we go out again and another dude hits on me, I do not want you to encourage that. Like, I want you to shut that down and be like, no, this is my date. You know, but yeah. I feel like you want to be with me.
I can definitely do that. Actually, I'm much more aggressive than I was on our last date. I might actually hit the guy this time.
What?
Oh,
no!
Nice. No. Does that make you feel better, Jade, if Oscar just punches some dude?
Don't need to do that.
Yeah,
middle ground. Go somewhere in the middle there.
Okay, got it. So no punching, but also don't let him give you his number. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that sounds great. Perfect.
All right. He's learning. Well, congratulations, Oscar. You got a second date.
All right, guys. Thank you so much.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to getting to know the real you and not a dating anthropologist.
Isn't that interesting?
Okay. That was a joke, right?
That was a joke.
Okay.
Just making sure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.